It's the Captain and Tennille. 1975, and my guest that is joining me now wasn't even born then. Rice Spoon.
Yeah, definitely. We are the kids of today.
You are the kids of today, and it is welcome to you, Spoo. Spoo is here at the Lifestyle Centre, and he has a business called the Coffee Lab, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, get a bit closer for me. And the first time we met was at the big run that we did with 88FM.
Yes.
And I remember, I'm not a morning person at all, and it was like 6 o'clock or something.
Yeah.
And the first thing I needed was one of your
The coffee, and the short guy here was there.
Yeah. yeah, I remember. And I had a beautiful cappuccino, so I can, you know, sing your praises. Your coffee is brilliant.
Ah, thank you, man.
So tell us about the journey with Coffee Lab. It's situated at the Lifestyle Centre, first of all.
Yes. You know, there's a place called The Studios, just opposite Valence, just along with Discam, Waxage and the Saloon.
Easy to find.
But like, it's easy to find, man.
You'll be able to smell the coffee as you walk into the Lifestyle Centre.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, awesome. Yeah, we've had such an amazing journey, you know, building up to Coffee Lab 2020. Lots of curves, learnings, but we've been very excited about what we do, you know, like with the great team, the guys that are here with me.
Yeah.
We've channeled this together, you know, such a team, you know.
Who's running the place now? Now that all three of you are here, I'm worried.
There's another tall one that is there that is absolutely like a champion, you know.
He's got to be under pressure.
Yeah.
So apparently you teach as well.
Yes.
The art of, what's it called?
It's called the mentorship program.
Mentorship program. Yeah. Tell us about that quickly.
So what we do, you know, like if you go now outside, like as a business person, let's say, and you want to employ, all you do is to look for people who are educated with a CV, you know. But if somebody who doesn't have a CV and they're not educated with no experience, what do? You never give them an opportunity.
Well done to you, man.
Yeah. So what I do, I look for guys who are not educated.
How do you get experience unless you experience the job?
Exactly. Yeah. So but what I've realized is not just about what you know, it's about the mentality that you have that is driven by your attitude, you know, and this willingness to learn. And that's, you know, like you'd be surprised. The guys, when they leave Coffee Lab, they become the best, the version of themselves.
Fantastic.
Just based on that.
Good stuff. Now, you also do PAs, public appearances, basically, whereupon you take your mobile unit out to school fairs and that kind of stuff. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so when we're building the business, Coffee Lab, obviously, you know, like you go troubles and trials, like just trying to having like a financial difficulties just to balance it there. So at that time, the event side was born so that they can give us like a helping hand as well. So, but it also just did pop up, you know, we had a 1 year, it was like me and TK just like going like all the time. Like we lost, I think, almost, I don't know how much money we lost during that time. We never made money. But we lost money. That was a year. And then a year next, you know, when we started getting the right kick and we understand the business and we're just going and we're getting the right
I admire you for sticking it in. Yeah. You know, you lost money. A lot of people are throwing the towel and they say, it's not for us. But you've stuck it out.
Eh? Yeah, you know, especially when it's something that you know. There's nothing else I know apart from doing coffee, you know. And you've got to know and understand when you don't do well so that you know how to do it better next time.
I'm pretty boring, actually. At home every morning, I just have, you know, Nescafe. Pour the water in, bang some milk in, and that's me done. I should be more adventurous,
maybe
really.
You should come so we can train you.
Or you come to the house.
Yeah.
Come to my house every morning, but not before 8. All right, listen, just finally, you have just won the KZN. It's a lovely title, this. Battle of the Bean. Right.
Yeah.
Tell us about that, because let's have a look at the trophy here. Just bring it over. Just let me have a quick look at this, okay? And you do realise that that is more trophies you've got than Man United will have in their cabinet for the whole season.
And That's actually true.
I'm a Man United fan deluxe.
You're showing to a Liverpool fan, yeah.
Shall I prove it? Hang on a sec. Look, there we go. Can you see that?
Oh, good Lord. I feel sorry for you right now, my man.
Listen, they won in Europe last night, again.
At least we've got something to smile about.
We might get a trophy.
You know?
Yeah, okay. The beautiful trophy. So, tell best coffee shop in KZN, right? Is that official?
It's confirmed. It's official. It's in the air. It's in the cup.
And the competition, how did that work? Did you have judges drinking the different coffee?
You know, actually what happened, like, we didn't even know that something like that was happening. When I spoke to Ingrid and Cindy yesterday in the the ceremony, they said it was going on since last year, August. So the judges started judging since then. And it happened that I saw familiar faces that I saw at the coffee shop. They were at the ceremony, you know, and I was looking at this guy, and then he was like, I was one of the judges. And it happened to the guy that I spoke to in the coffee shop, and we had an awesome chat. We spoke about coffee, spoke about service.
Did they just arrive at your place without you knowing?
Yes. Ah. We didn't even know that, like, that's what was going on. You know?
That's good.
So, yeah, it was.
That you don't know. Yeah. It is. It's excellent.
Yeah. So yeah, man, like, we are very grateful that we got recognized. You know, let me tell you something. Coffee Lab was built with passion.
I can feel that passion.
With lots of respect, you know, and lots of discipline. Not that we never made mistakes. We did lots of mistakes.
Of course, you learn by your mistakes.
Yeah, but, you know, like, we never gave up. And but till today, like, holding this trophy makes us feel proud, you know.
Spoo's been running around the center with it above his head.
We have to, man. We have to showcase. You know, this is a profession.
Well done.
You know, actually what I said to the guys yesterday, I said to this Salatisi, or I said, we have to do something about this coffee culture.
Okay.
We must have an organization that looks after coffee shops and baristas.
How do you want to finish this off? Anything you want to say about Coffee Lab?
Yes. I want to say, firstly, I'm grateful for the guys that I have, the team, amazing team at the shop, you know, and, you know, like, when you build something with such people who are willing to play the part.
Yes.
And be there through everything. So when I say I'm grateful for what the guys are doing, very, very happy. And also, you know, the community in Balito, the people around here are
so
the most amazing,
right? Yeah, they are.
People.
Yeah.
I always say to the guys, we have never met anybody who is negative in that shop.
That's fantastic.
Everybody that come there, like, have a drive. They are happy and... Yeah.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much. And I think because you got the trophy now, your staff should get a little pay rise.
Increase there.
What do you think, Trent? All right. Spoo, great talking to you.
Awesome.
And I'm going to come. When is it? Saturdays. I'll come in on Monday and I'll grab one of your cappuccinos.
If you don't come, we'll come and find you.
We'll bring it. Just after three. Just bring a cappuccino, okay?
Definitely.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. Cheers.